News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Boy, I tell you what, I sure enjoyed that. That was a good hour right there with Becky Gerritsen. And she truthfully has been in the fray. She's been literally in the mix. One of my favorite moments was when the Wetumpka Tea Party, and I don't mean favorite like for them, I mean favorite because the Wetumpka Tea Party, back in 2010-ish, thereabouts, 2011, found out that the IRS was targeting them. And next thing you know, they're having hearings in D.C. And who went up to testify personally and made a name for herself on the national news? I mean, she was on Fox and all kinds of news shows. Becky Gerritsen, she did a great job, too. And Lois Lerner is no longer working for the IRS. Thank you very much. Copper, grab the mic there real quick. So
yes.
A minute ago when Becky and I were talking, I think we were talking about the VCAP bill, the transgender treatments on minors bill. You wrote something up on the board like, were you aware of that bill and what was going on or what?
I wasn't. I was just shocked to hear that three-year-olds were accepted in these clinics. I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh yeah, it's awful. And what that basically means too is they've got an activist parent.
Right.
You know, they've got a parent who believes. I mean, my grandson is almost three, and right now he is still figuring out his words. You know, he's still figuring out, you know, what foods he likes,
yeah.
and just a sweet innocence about him. And I cannot imagine somebody taking their son for counseling to help him understand that he's really a girl. That's just unconscionable to me.
Oh, yeah, we were joking the other day about how it's such a hard question to ask. What is a woman? But, you know, three-year-olds, that's actually a difficult question for them. They don't have the words yet to explain that.
They don't have all their words, but I guarantee you, if you ask them to point, point me to a woman. Where's a lady? Where's a lady? They'd point right to the lady. They'd know. But you know, they wouldn't point to themselves as a, you know, as a, something, but anyway, it does boggle the mind. And you saw, did you see, by the way, speaking of which, did you see the question that was asked of, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Judge Jackson, who is running or being nominated for the Supreme Court?
She
was asked that question. What is a woman?
Oh, didn't she just not respond or say, I don't know?
She said basically I something like I'm not qualified to answer that or something like that. I mean, it was a stupid handoff when she could have easily looked at him and said, that's your question? You're asking me? But I think she said something like, I'm not a biologist, which was but you are a woman.
Well, they don't ask biologists these days. Otherwise, it'd be pretty clear.
It just, the whole thing, Copper, just boggles the mind. Sometimes you look at it and go, come, Lord Jesus, just come on, like tomorrow, tonight, maybe yesterday. But anyway, I'm blown away by all of it. But yeah, hey, listen. By the way, coming up top of the hour, we're going to come back from the news break at the 4 o'clock hour, and one of my favorite segments that we're going to be doing, we're doing it more and more often, is Copper and the Birdman. So yeah, we'll have Copper and the Birdman both on at the top of the hour. I'm not going to give away the topics yet. But they will be timely and prescient in their opining on the topics, I guarantee. And there's more going on right now too. In case you hadn't figured it out, just a moment ago, what Becky Gerritsen was saying, you know, is the legislature comes back in next week. They've been on recess this week, spring break. They typically do. They kind of line up because every one of these legislators, it's supposed to be their part time job. And I got news, Charlene and I called it my full time part time job when I was in. But they take the spring break for 1 week. They come back next week. The way they're going to work this, y'all, if there's something you care about down in Montgomery right now, you're going to have to act on it now because they're running out of time. If you want them to pass something or you want something dead, now's the time. And so a couple things on that. Number one is they typically do what's called a two-day week. A two-day week in the legislature is basically when they go down on a Tuesday, and they're in the chambers, House or Senate, in the chambers on Tuesday and Thursday of the week. They have caucus meetings usually in the mornings. They go into the chambers. They work on the debate and the passage or not passage of bills. Wednesday is committee days. So almost all of the committee meetings, with a few exceptions, but almost all the committee meetings occur throughout the day on Wednesdays. And sometimes if you're on more than one committee, you're just going ba-bing, ba-bing, ba-bing from meeting to meeting to meeting. All that to say, next week and the week after, they're looking at probably doing what we call 3-day weeks, which, believe it or not, is exhausting. Because what will happen is they'll have to have committee meetings pretty much every morning to get some of the last stuff out. And then they're going to wind up having it be in the chamber 3 days in a row, which you look at it and go, okay, you get paid for 3 days a week. I got news. There have been times when I've been down there 3 days a week and we were in the chamber till 1, 2, and 3 in the morning just staying on it. Because if we're going to burn a day, why not burn the whole day? So it can make for some long weeks. And then you got to come back to your other full-time job on Friday and try to figure that out and not be falling asleep at your desk. But that not to excuse them. I'm just trying to tell you what the schedule's like. If there's something you care about down there right now, now's the time. Because the other thing that I've said more than once on this show is at the end of a session, people are getting tired. They're getting cranky. They just want to be done with the session. They're looking for the opportunity to get out of Montgomery and go back to their lives. Even though they ran for the job, it's still tiring. And that's when bad things happen. When you get that level of whatever, man, or for that matter, you get what we used to call love breaking out. If love breaks out on the Senate floor, bad things happen. That means no one's paying attention. They're all happy with each other. The debate begins to kind of get a little more mellow. And next thing you know, things you care about, you don't care about as deeply. And I'm not saying I did. I'm just saying that happens. But folks, you just got to watch. If love breaks out in the House and Senate, bad things happen. What you want is vigorous debate. You want last-minute filibusters. You want the ability to see bills carried to their fullest level of discourse. It doesn't always happen in the last 2 weeks because sometimes things just start passing. I literally went to the podium one day. We were watching the clock. Things were flying through. I was mad because my name got used on a roll that I hadn't even voted on. And I went to the podium and I said, "We stop now." And everything came to a grinding halt. And I said, "I want to start my first hour." And I began doing what's known as a filibuster. And it was apparent that what we had to do then was end the day. So the pro tem of the Senate, Del Marsh at the time, he went up to the microphone. He said, okay, let's just do this. We need to go ahead and stop what we're doing. And he adjourned us for the day. Folks, you need people like that standing in the gap. You also need people who are going to take the bills that are so important to us. Like you just heard us talking about it. In this show today, we've talked about a Numeracy Act bill that I don't agree with, even though I love my friend Arthur Orr, but I don't agree with this bill. I'd vote against it if I were there. It's going down to the House. It's coming out on the calendar for debate on the floor of the House Tuesday. We want that bill gone. And number two is this VCAP bill. The VCAP bill is the one that literally has already passed the Senate. It's a very good bill. It prevents the ability for transgender therapies on minors in the state of Alabama. What kind of state are we if we can't pass a bill like that? Well, all we need right now is for the Speaker of the House and the Rules Chairman to say, yes, let's put it on the floor. Eagle Forum believes they already have the votes. The votes are there. We just got to get the bill out onto the floor. Well, that requires leadership to put it there. And then the last thing is the gambling bill. This casino bill, I don't care if you like going to Vegas or not. This casino bill, the way it's written, is a god-awful bill. This is a piece of legislation that never should have been promoted by any Republican, and they should be ashamed for bringing a bill like this. If they want to say we want casinos, say it. But don't write a bill like this one where you give monopolies away and you let the governor of the state of Alabama be the one who's picking the winners and the losers. Don't say the laws are too hard to enforce. Therefore, we should bring the illegal activity out into the light so we can regulate it and tax it and build a new section of government to oversee it. That's everything that Republicans don't stand for. That's big government taxation, monopolization, and the government picking winners and losers, and oh, by the way, gambling, all written into one bill. That bill needs to die in a pile. That bill needs to never come back and see the light of day ever. You want a casino? Just say you want a casino. Let's pass a bill that says do Class 3 gaming. I'm not for it, but I'm saying, why are you building out all of this crap and calling it a good bill? It's not. So here we are, folks. We got 2 3-day weeks coming up. A lot can happen or not happen. And it takes right-side ruffians to be on the ball. We need folks like you out there literally calling your by the way, your legislators are available. You can call them. You can send them emails. You can call their offices in Montgomery. You can find out where they work back home. I mean, people called me all the time. folks would call and make an appointment at my law firm and come see me, and I'd be, you know, I'd be out of Montgomery and still doing business. It's part of what they signed up for, and they're supposed to be accessible. And the fact is, they truly are, more than you would ever imagine. Register your opinion. Let it be known. Do not let them finish this session without hearing from you. There's those bills and others. All right, that was a long, that was like a diatribe there, but let me just go ahead and do this. Copper, let's move us to a break. We'll come back and kind of wrap up this half hour. And coming up top of the 4 o'clock hour, Copper and the Birdman. And I think we have a new sound effect. Copper, you going to have a new sound effect for us? We going to be good?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, folks, stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, solid. Yes, conservative. Yes, just plain right. Hey, listen, I got a text here from Travis over at Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our team members, listen, I love their coffee. I love their specialty coffees. I love their food. And they got two great locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Morrell Parkway in Huntsville. But what I also love about Just Love Coffee Cafe is they're constantly doing stuff for the community. They're constantly doing stuff to, like, give back. And because that's part of their mantra. That's part of who they are as a business. And so this weekend, Travis just texted me. At the Madison location, they're hosting a promotional and a fundraiser for an organization called Ainsley's Angels. They were supposed to have been there a few weeks back, but it had to cancel because of weather. Ainsley's Angels is this very cool organization that basically helps disabled and challenged individuals to be able to run a race, so to speak. In other words, they take them and they partner them with runners who have a specialized cart. And if they're running a 5K, a 10K, a marathon, that individual gets to ride along and be a part of something that they would normally never get to be a part of. What a cool organization that is. Just giving something to someone to have an opportunity to see the world in a way they never would have seen it. So Ainsley's Angels, from 8 to 11. Travis texted me, said they're going to have a prize wheel. They're giving out discounts in the store. They've got, you know, drawings. They got coffee for the guests who help support. And this is rescheduled from back in February. So, yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Morrell Parkway in Huntsville. And the Hughes Road in Madison location this weekend from 8 to 11, that's tomorrow, is where they're having the special fundraiser and promotional for Ainsley's Angels. You ought to stop by and check them out. Maybe go ahead and just get Saturday morning breakfast. Get you some berry waffles and a cappuccino and help out an organization that really is doing neat stuff. All right, there's that. And then also, I got to tell you, too, as the show is getting pretty full right here, I'm going to jump on right now and tell you that 1819 News has recently come on as one of our partners. Now, 1819 News is also one of the affiliates with Alabama Policy Institute. Like me, Right Side Radio, 1819 News, and the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, we are all affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute. I mean, right now, we're taking conservatism to the airwaves, the news sites, and the courtrooms, and wearing it out. Well, 1819 News is one of our partners now, also advertising. I'm going to tell you, if you have not checked them out, please do. It's 1819news.com. Why is it named that? Because that's the year Alabama became a state. Because they are so in love with our state, they'll report the news, good, bad, or indifferent, straight calling balls and strikes. But they're also going to tell you things that make you proud of being an Alabamian. And I love that. I love that. Because so many of our news sites, like I read AL.com, and I'm thinking, why do y'all even live here? I mean, you obviously hate this state. Well, not at 1819 News. So check them out, 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. All right. I've got a whole section on energy that we're going to get to probably after Copper and the Birdman. But I got to tell you, I've been having conversations with folks, and this, I'm switching gears totally. Just bear with me here. I got a few minutes. But I've been having some conversations with folks about this Mo Brooks you know, loss of the endorsement from Trump. Yesterday we opened the phone lines up, and truthfully, the majority of the callers who called in, and I bet we had 8, 9, 10 callers that called in the half hour that we had the option to do it. The majority of the callers said the loss of the Trump endorsement did not phase their vote at all. It didn't move them one way or the other. Only one said that it did. That's interesting. The other topic, though, that we're starting to hear come out of this is the question is being raised more and more, did Trump hurt his own brand? Did Trump hurt his own brand by doing this? And by doing that, does he hurt the brand of whoever takes the endorsement next? Now, I'll be honest with you, whether he endorses Mike Durant or Katie Britt, which I'm going to put even money on Mike Durant, but whether he endorses one of them or not, they're going to take the endorsement. They certainly are. Trump is still the top of the ticket. If he were running right now, polls say that he would win the election. But at the same time, the things that concern people about Trump really manifested themselves in that. And I'm not speaking right now on behalf of Mo Brooks. I'm speaking about Trump. I love the Trump policies. I love the Trump era things that we got done. I love the fact that he pushed back on liberals and gave them no quarter. I love the fact that he took the fight to people when he had to, and he stood up for things he believed in. Trump was always Trump's worst enemy. And by jerking the endorsement out, here's what he could have done. He could have said, you know what, the polls ain't looking good. All right, listen, Mo, here's the deal. I'm going to come up there, and we're going to have an event just for you. And then I'm contacting my buddy that runs that super PAC, and I'm going to tell him, just like Richard Shelby is doing right now for Katie Britt, Richard Shelby is reportedly contacting a major super PAC, telling him he's about to put $6 million of his own campaign funds into a super PAC just for Katie Britt. Well, Mo can't talk to the super PACs, but Trump can. He could have easily said, you will support Mo. I'm putting $1 million into this. Get out there and do all that he needs. He could have gone around and said, hey, Alabamians, this is my guy. But what did he do? At the very end, 60 days before the primary, he comes out looking kind of fickle, like, well, you know, it's just never been good enough. And I just don't think he should say these things. And the truth be told, everybody believes it was because of the polls. And all of a sudden, the endorsement that was the centerpiece for Mo's campaign, which Mo should have done more. He should have done more. He should have spent more time on who Mo is. And I want to hear about Mo's family. I want to hear about Mo's life. I want to hear about Mo's social positions. I want to hear about things that make him a likable candidate. You know, quit telling people to get off your grass and you're endorsed by Trump. It's got a time. You got to be out there retail politicking. And anyway, all that to say, I think the Trump endorsement is probably hurting Mo's campaign, but it is not overcomeable is what I'm feeling. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I do believe, though, it will also provide somewhat of a bump to whoever gets it. And I think that someone is going to wind up being Mike Durant, who has been the only person who, by the way, when this campaign started, the only person who, when he jumped in, continued to trend upward constantly, Mike Durant. I tell you something right there. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll come right back in a few minutes with one of my favorite opportunities. We just started doing this recently, Copper and the Birdman. We'll hear what they have to say. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.